go.
That was perfect.
Thank you.
Oh, that's amazing.
Thank you.
Because I was like, wait, what did we talk about? And I saw Vote for Vandal. I was like, oh, yeah, Last of Us.
I'm enjoying, those are almost like other jokes that I get to write, you know?
Yeah.
You know, like just fun things that you get to kind
of
use your
brain. Of course. Yeah, be creative with it. I don't give a shit.
Need more references, though. Got to keep reading. Reading. Nothing but bullshit lately.
Like what?
The Subtle Art of Not Giving a Fuck.
Really?
Yeah, it's not good.
I've heard it's not good.
It's not good.
Yeah.
Like
your whiskey?
Yes. What are we having right now, Cal?
We're having some Glenlivet 14-year-old scotch.
And that's fancy.
That's fucking fancy.
Pinky's out.
Pinky's out. SpongeBob style.
Ooh. And we're back.
Woo!
Woo-wee! Calcifer, great to see you.
Oh, wow. Yeah.
Yeah.
Hey, how's it going?
You look good.
You look good.
No, you look good.
No, you look good.
Thank you. I appreciate that.
Do you like the fit today?
Am I looking okay? Fit is dope. I like how you're, like, offsetting the, like, kind of hunter packer green with, like, an olive.
Yeah.
Right? Right? And then you got your white. Dope.
Thanks, dude.
Killing it.
Thanks, man.
Killing it.
Appreciate it.
I dressed down a little bit.
No, you look great.
I went with a little bit of gray. You know what I realized? I've been walking around wearing all black for like a decade now.
All black is a great look, though. It will always be a great look.
Maybe for like a stage hand.
Dude, you know who wears all black every day? David Dobrik.
Huh.
Literally his entire closet. His entire closet.
Wow, so yeah. He's like a cartoon character in the 90s.
Pretty much.
Or any cartoon character for that matter.
Yeah.
Sorry, I've got to do this before we...
The fuck?
Well, no, because the phone's connected, so it'll...
You could just turn it down.
But remember last time?
Yeah, but like, you know, you can just take out that track.
True.
Yeah, you don't have to put it in there. It's all in separate tracks. That's what's so great. About the Rodecaster. This episode is sponsored by Rodecaster.
Road. Just Rode.
Just Rode.
Just Rode. But more specifically, brought to you by the Rodecaster Pro.
And we can't forget.
Always,
we can't forget.
Always.
White Claw.
White Claw. Smooth, delicious, made pure. What does made pure mean?
We've talked about this and we don't know.
But what does it mean?
I don't know. I don't know what it means.
It feels anti-Semitic. I'm just going to say. Taste the privilege in this beautiful White Claw. They're never going to pay us. You know that, right? I listened to Trevor Wallace on a podcast. You know, he started the phrase, Claw's the Law.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
It went viral. Like, yeah. I mean, he did so much for this company.
Mm-hmm.
They haven't sent him a fucking cent.
Well, I mean, it's not on them to do that.
I understand, but yeah. Like, you would think they'd be like, hey, man, you want to like maybe do a couple commercials? They don't even do commercials.
I thought they did.
I've never seen a White Claw commercial. Really?
Yeah, it was like people surfing and shit, and then
White Claw.
Ugh. Yeah, it was fucking cringe.
I feel like anyone that surfs, like you're burning a lot of calories out there. This ain't going to do it for you. You got to have like a normal beer.
I mean, it's the same alcohol content as a normal beer.
Yeah, but it's not the same calorie count.
Yeah, but you don't drink your calories. You know, don't drink your calories.
You need your calories, bro.
No, but you need it through food.
Don't drink your calories. Hey, you know what? I'm guessing all these jack surfer dudes aren't necessarily eating their calories. I'm thinking they're drinking them. Maybe a little bit of drugs.
I don't know about that, man.
Hot brownies and Miller Lights.
Michael Phelps eats 10 Subway sandwiches a day.
He's also smoking about an ounce a day.
Yeah.
Yeah. He gets lit up.
Lit up. Oh,
I would have to get, I'd have to be so high if all I did was swim all day.
Really?
Yeah. That would be so boring.
I mean, I've never even like thought about trying to be an Olympic athlete because that work for maybe a medal.
Right.
Maybe an endorsement. But right. Like.
That's why it's interesting that they're like a mix of such obscure sports.
Mm-hmm.
Like, you're never going to see a guy or a bunch of people lining up to buy tickets to go see someone throw a fucking javelin.
Or a ball.
Right, right, right.
Yeah.
Shot put.
Yeah.
Discus. Javelin. Or hurdles, even. I don't want to watch that shit.
No.
It's cool in the Olympics.
Yeah.
But that's the one time I'm going to watch it.
But that's because they're all Olympic athletes. They're like the best of the best.
Throw that in with golf, basketball. Yeah. These guys are billion-dollar corporations in and of themselves, like each individual on the court. So it's like...
And there's already that name recognition because you watch them on TV already.
Right, right. Yeah. You're like, So it's funny seeing like LeBron James next to the best shot put thrower of all time.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And they're both Olympic athletes.
Mm-hmm.
But one of them afterwards is going home to his mom's house, and one guy builds schools.
Yeah.
Wildly.
With his money.
But they're both gold medal. They gold medalists, right? Well, I don't know.
It's like for LeBron, it's like another thing to put on his resume. But for like the shot put guy, it's like that's everything to them.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
And yeah.
That's crazy. It. That's his one chance.
Yeah.
That's mom's spaghetti for him. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And LeBron's like, guess I got to go to Tokyo.
Guess I'll go play in the basketball Olympics.
Start whipping all these people's asses. It's always so funny how we send over, they're the best athletes in the world.
Yeah.
You know? But then when it comes to basketball, come on.
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 Also, I mean, America puts a lot of money into sports.
Very true.
They get like the best trainers, the best like facilities, all that shit. So it's like, you know, not every country gets that kind of budget for grand sports, like entertainment. I guess.
Yeah.
I guess the only comparison would be soccer in Europe, which that shit's fucking crazy.
Right.
Yeah. I saw a comparison actually of like Instagram followers. The best like soccer players in the world have like 200 million Instagram followers in Europe. And Tom Brady, you know, like the best quarterback ever.
Well, why did you put that in air quotes?
Because he's not.
What?
Anyway,
the
moving
winningest
past
quarterback.
Winningest quarterback, yes.
In NFL history.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He only has 9 million Instagram followers.
Wow.
Yeah.
Well, it's because he's boring.
He is boring.
If he was lit, you know what I mean? If he was wearing Bape hoodies and running around in a fucking Ferrari eating strawberries, you know?
Vaping at restaurants and shit.
He was doing all the terrible stuff that people that have a billion followers do. He would do that, but he just wants to chill.
He just wants to make out with his
kids.
And
also, Tom Brady gets a... I can't...
Wow.
New drop.
I can't. We're not gonna. I'm gonna edit that part out.
What do you mean?
No, he doesn't make out with his kids.
It's a joke. Come on.
He does make out.
Dude, last week you threw so much shit out there. I can't one make out with his kids joke.
I am completely.
Come on.
I thought that was great. Yeah.
Good.
I wish I had thought of it. That was brilliant.
Yeah.
But he's gross. He is gross.
He's a fucking weird dude.
Seeing him drunk was so cool. It was like the one time he was human. The one time.
One time he looked like a normal guy.
And now he's just back in the lab right now. Just not working out.
Staring at strawberries and not eating them.
Figuring out ways to legally cheat. Oh, you know, they don't say how much air. It's got to not be noticeable. So he takes a little bit out. Just a little bit. And won't
just a
smidge.
Yeah.
Yeah. No, what were we talking about before we even went off on Tom Brady? You always got to hate on this man.
I only did air quotes, okay, dude? Like, come on.
He's the best of all time.
All right, we're done.
Him,
we keep bringing this
Troy
up
Aikman,
every...
Brett Favre, who's one of your guys. He's one of yours.
I don't think he's one of the GOATs at all. Brett Favre would literally just throw a ball to a wall. He was just he constantly was just throwing it.
Yeah.
It didn't care. He was like, that.
Well, much like Gina
a lot
Carano,
of interceptions with that guy, you know?
Much like Gina Carano, he's got a lot of head trauma.
Wow.
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 Wow. Wow.
Yeah. So, you know, he just chucks it.
Oh, yeah.
So I'm going to find
it. He chucks it all the time.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He's going deep.
Carson Wentz is apparently going to the Bears.
Wow.
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 This one's good.
Yeah.
Wow.
We use wow a lot.
Yeah. We say wow.
I didn't know that.
Yeah.
They gave him a lot of money.
Really?
The Eagles gave him a lot of money.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Funny, the Bears now have, like, what, two of the last Eagles quarterbacks? They had Big Dick Nick, and now Carson Wentz.
Nicky Foles. He's not there anymore?
I think he is.
He was technically the one that won the Super Bowl.
Yeah.
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 So now they're getting the guy who falls apart?
I don't fucking know. The Bears.
Next, they're going to get the guy who was eating the horse shit on the street after the game.
Yeah, for real. Now they're apparently talking about Deshaun Watson, too.
Oh, God.
It's like, guys, you're throwing money at these quarterbacks.
Chicago, get your shit straight.
Yeah, if Blake is listening to this, little Blakers out there,
hey, you're
fuck
good at,
you. Fuck
good
Bears.
At rugs, terrible at football teams.
My boy Blake made this rug.
No, but he also claims Kansas City. That's some bullshit. That's some bullshit. But
technically, he's lived in both of those places.
Bullshit.
But, yeah.
You can't be like, I'm a Bears fan. And then Kansas City's good. And you're like, I also like Kansas City.
I was like, yeah.
You didn't like
No, you can pick a couple
Alex
teams
Smith
to like.
Was there.
You can like a couple teams in the NFL.
I
that's
like
allowed.
Every team. I like every
that's
team.
That's not allowed.
Nah, I like every team.
No, that's not
Who's
allowed.
Who's winning? Right now, it's Tampa. I fucking love Tampa Bay. Tampa Bay. It's my shit.
Honestly, that's me with League of Legends teams. I'm Ooh. Like, but whoever's winning, I'm like, I like that team.
You know the backstory on everyone. Well, actually.
Yeah.
He's from China. When he was 16, his parents got rid of him, and then he had to come out here.
That's not actually a favorite team. I just really like that guy.
Okay. And
he was killing it in Worlds.
I have no idea if anything I just said made any sense.
No, it did. You were pretty correct.
Hey, yeah. I remember things.
Yeah. But yeah, every time I watch the league, I'm just like, whoever's winning the most, I'm like, fuck yeah. But I think I'm a real big G2 fan. They just did some crazy shit today. I watched the game today.
The Gatorade?
No, just G2. G2 Esports. It's a European team.
Do they have a G2?
Like a Gatorade G2?
No, like a private jet?
Probably. They're like they're
you
the
think
best
they got
team
money
in Europe.
Like that?
Oh yeah.
Damn.
Dude, one of the original like founding members of G2, he just went to America to play for an American team. They gave him $17 million.
To do what?
To play League.
What?
17 millies.
Did
Come
they
on.
Win?
They're
they better win.
They're 8-1 right now. They're killing it.
Is 8-1 good?
Yeah.
All
right.
Wow.
Yeah. It's crazy.
Wow.
They just won today.
Really?
Doing really good.
What does a match look like? I mean, how long does it take?
It's usually about 40 minutes.
It's pretty good.
Yeah.
Yeah. Basketball game, 48 minutes.
Yeah.
Usually takes about an hour and 10. 40 minutes.
Yeah.
Not bad.
Five people on each team.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Weird.
Mm-hmm.
Man.
But
I wish I was good at video games.
But no subs.
What does that mean?
Out. No, like you can't sub out or anything, you know? Like
how many players? So you said five, but they've got more people on the roster?
There's more, but typically they don't like switch out. Sometimes they do, but like typically the five that are there are like the five.
Yeah.
You know, yeah.
Do you think that esports should make it to the Olympics?
No.
Yeah.
No, that's not that Olympic sports is like a celebration of like athleticism. And
okay.
Like humanity,
yeah.
You know what I mean? Like
yeah.
Just
the physicality,
the yeah,
of humanity
and esports. I mean, it'd be cool if they made like a not Olympic style esports event, but you know, like something like that where it's like a gaming convention where it's like all these different games in one area and the best of the best are trying to beat each other,
right?
But they already kind of do that every year for these sports with the world championships. So
true.
I mean,
true,
it's not really needed. I think.
Also, I feel like you can't. I mean. You can't have an Olympics without it being able to have a distinction between a summer and winter games.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
Yeah. Also, Winter Olympics. What?
Come on. What? You're really going to slander Winter Olympics? That's the best. That's the better one.
Cal, I understand.
Come on.
It's the better one?
It's the better one.
Curling?
Yes.
Curling.
Curling is so... Come on, dude.
Curling isn't a sport.
Curling is... But it's fun to watch.
Is it, though?
Yes. They're fucking just brush the ice. Like they're going crazy.
I'm leaving that mic bump in because it makes perfect sense.
Oh, of course. Yeah. Dude.
No.
Come on. That is so fun
to watch. My only problem
with
curling is every time I watch it, I'm as blackout as the people playing it.
Is that not amazing, though? And, like, it's fun.
And I don't know the rules, so, like, I'm just watching. I'm like, yeah! And everyone's like, dude, that was bad. And I'm like, was it, though? Like, I don't know the rules to curling at all.
It's kind of like shuffleboard.
Oh, yeah, I've played a ton of shuffleboard. Great call. Fucking awesome, yeah. Spent a lot of time in Florida with my retired grandparents. What? What are you talking about? The fuck is shuffleboard?
You never played shuffleboard? That's like a bar game.
It's a bar game.
They have them at bars.
At the Villages, maybe.
They have them at bars.
Nah.
Well, not in LA, because LA's too hip.
Yeah.
But like in North Carolina, dude, come on. Bro. In San Diego, they have them.
I don't know if this is a hot take or not, but San Diego and North Carolina, not really that different in politics and sporting. No. Yeah.
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 Wow.
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 I love that one.
That's a great one. Yeah, that's so good.
Shuffleboard? Back to the Winter Olympics.
Yeah, let's talk about the Winter Olympics.
I fucking love snowboarding.
Yes.
I mean, it's incredible what everyone can do. Skiing, all that. The fucking, that downhill jump thing they do.
Oh, where it's like a big ass jump. They just fly through the air.
Oh, yeah. And they just like go down the hill like this. You know what I'm talking about? On skis and shit.
Yeah.
Whoa.
Dude, the, oh, fuck. What do they call them? Moguls.
Oh, yeah.
They're like boom, boom, boom.
Right,
boom,
right, right,
boom,
right.
Boom. It's crazy.
Yeah.
Come on.
Nah, no time for that.
That's like, that's more fun to watch than hurdles.
Yeah. Absolutely. Yeah. Absolutely.
Come on.
There's a little bit more drama there.
Hockey.
Oh, and they have the one thing where you like cross country ski and you shoot shit.
Yeah, and you shoot an archery.
That's
and
pretty
shit.
That's pretty tight. They should like do more of that stuff, but like there should be like human targets. But like no. Like they
like
use
mannequins?
No. People.
You want a real person.
Yeah, but like they don't use bullets. They use like paintball guns or something. Yeah. I think that'd be way more interesting. That'd be hilarious.
That'd be really funny. You know, that's a sketch. That's a sketch right there.
Well, this year, the real athletes are the ones that are trying to not get shot.
It's like dodgeball.
Yes. Oh, a dodgeball. Should it or should it not? Have you seen a baller dodgeball player?
I've never watched like pro dodgeball.
Is there pro dodgeball?
I don't know.
Wow. There might be. That would be sick.
Yeah.
Huh.
If there's pro gaming, there's pro dodgeball.
I bet I'm willing to believe there are sports in the Olympics that we would never believe are actually in the Olympics.
We're going to look that up for next time.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. Like, I want to know the most obscure Olympic sports.
Yeah, dude. Because like,
those guys get to, like we were talking about earlier, they get to walk next to LeBron. They're on the same team.
Yeah.
You know, but, like, that guy, he's like, yeah, I bet you didn't know that cup stacking is in the Olympics this year. And they're doing that stupid song. You know
the fucking Pitch Perfect song. I got my ticket for the long way round. He's kind of a shit singer, so he's not an Olympic athlete. Sorry. Shit.
So close. So
gotta work those vocal muscles more.
Hey, this is a sport we're playing.
Yeah.
We're stacking cups the fastest.
Yeah.
That guy's just like an impressive barback.
Why isn't hot dog eating in the Olympics?
And why aren't we the best at that all the time?
What do you mean?
Well, I just feel like we have the
Joey Chestnut? He's like the best.
Is he the best right now?
Yeah.
But I feel like there's like, I guess a lot of them are American. That's what we're good at. We're great at eating.
Oh, we're good at eating
food.
There
are way too many seasons of my 600-pound life for us to not be the best at eating.
Yeah.
I'm watching season 8 right now.
Oh, my God.
Oh, my God. I have to tell you about this.
Right. Okay, yeah, let's hear it.
So I'm watching season 8. And I was like, God damn, this is season 8. Holy shit. What are we doing? Like, we're celebrating obesity. Shout out Lizzo. We are celebrating obesity. Not really. I guess we're calling attention to it at this point. And the Learning Channel, what do you learn other than things not to do at this point? Yeah. But
the Learning Channel.
Come on. What are we doing here? So this guy I mean, this sad sack. I can't think of his name, like Johnny or something. Yes, yes. The brothers are John and Lonnie. John is literally missing all of his front teeth except for his canines. The incisors, I think they're called.
Yeah.
So your sharpies.
Mm-hmm.
But on the top, every other tooth is missing.
Really?
And he's 670 pounds.
What?
Yeah. Like he can shovel in enough food to get that big with very few teeth in his head. But then I'm like, what kind of food could he be eating? He's not like chewing apples and steaks and shit. My man gets up in the morning. He's like, oh, this is the scariest part of my day. I have to go to the bathroom and wash myself and make sure I'm really safe, because if I fall in here, my wife's at work and my son's at school, I might be here for hours.
Oh, you can't get up?
No. No, 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 no. There is no getting up. There is no getting up. He's too heavy. He's not physically, like, think about how strong you'd have to be to lift 690 pounds.
No, yeah. Usually, like, people that are that big, like, they have a lot of muscle, too.
Well, because
they have to be able to move.
Or else that, yeah, exactly. Like, think about it. He's got a normal human skeleton.
Yeah.
Under all of that weight. It's insane. So he, like, takes a toilet brush and, like, cleans himself while he's on the toilet. You know, he squirts soap on himself and does this and that.
He uses a toothbrush?
A toilet brush. It's like a deck brush or some shit. Like, it's crazy.
Like a grill brush. Like, I feel bad enough for saying that. I'm sorry.
No, no, it's fine. It's
oh
fine.
My
okay,
God.
It gets better. It gets
oh
better.
Oh, my God.
So he's crazy. Like, ah, oh, yeah, this is the scariest part of my day. And I was like, oh, my God. Like, then he gets back to his chair. He's like, now the best part. I can never wait until that first meal, because then all the voices, all the things that I'm scared of, they all go away. And I'm like, I wonder what this guy has for breakfast. Dude, it is a 2-dinner plate option for breakfast for him, right? 2 full-size plates.
So he's eating 2 plates.
7 hot dogs, bun and cheese, like sprinkle cheese.
Uh-huh.
And another plate of tater tots and chili. It's like chili tots with cheese as well.
That's his breakfast?
That's his breakfast. It was impressive.
Wow.
And he's just getting after it. I was like, what? That's like a breakfast that would just put a normal person in the hospital.
Yeah.
Like
get
I would
a fucking heart attack.
Absolutely. Like everything would stop. And I'm like, yo. Who lets this guy do that? And it's obviously trauma. It's not.
Yeah.
People say that it's, you know, food, it's an addiction or something. There's undiagnosed trauma there when you uncontrollably eat. It's like using drugs.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that's your drug.
Yeah.
It quiets. He even said it. He was like, that's when all the fear goes away and
mm-hmm.
all my anxiety. It's like you're quieting the demons from undiagnosed trauma.
Yeah.
His brother Lonnie is like, his older brother Lonnie. He's kind of the same, but he's like a little smaller. Like if John is like my height, Lonnie's like your height, but he weighs less.
Okay.
So he's like 530 pounds.
Okay.
560 pounds.
Yeah.
And, but then they're just so obvious. It like right at the beginning, I don't want to spoil it if anyone wants to watch it, but like right off the introduction, you're like, oh, these guys had it bad.
Really?
Like, yeah. They had it real bad. Like, they're just a fucked up family life and this and that. And they're the sweetest guys. They're such good people. But, dude, the eating thing. It's like because my favorite show of all time is the first 30 or, like, 25 minutes of Intervention. When you're watching them just get wrecked, it is just, you're like, holy shit.
All of the family members just roasting them.
No, not even that part. I hate
really?
The Intervention part. I like watching them get fucked up. That part fascinates me because you're just like, whoa. You like watch a lady. She's like, you know, I got my shit together. I pay my bills on time. She has 0 teeth and she's sipping. She's sipping a bottle of vodka. Like it's a Dasani, you know, and she's just like, you know, and you know, we're just, As long as I get my bills paid on time, you know, I'm a responsible person.
I thought I was an alcoholic.
Oh, no. No. Pounding vodka, first thing.
I mean, that's a Russian thing, though. But like, don't they just drink that shit like water?
I think they do.
Yeah.
But
they're Russian.
And, yeah, yeah, that's a different kind of person. They're just built different.
They are, and they have to deal with winter all year.
And everything sucks.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? You'd have to be drunk.
Yeah.
Yeah. Like, there's no way that you wake up and you're in Russia and you're like, yay, today's going to be a good day.
Fuck yeah, I'm in Russia.
God, exactly where I
want to
be.
Nah, no slander against Russia. I don't even know.
I'd imagine it's pretty hard.
Really? I don't even know. I really don't know.
The weather can't be great.
Not all the time.
There's not an abundance of opportunity.
Yeah.
You know, for the average person, I would imagine it's not that fun.
Yeah.
Now, that's the thing about people, though. Fun, you can make, we can adapt to anything.
So, sorry, I was just going to ask one thing.
Yes.
And I don't want to fat shame.
No.
But, like, when you're that big, yep, like 600 pounds, yep, what do you do? Like, what do you do to fill your day other than eat?
I'm so glad you asked.
Oh, my God, I need to know. So, it's been burning in my mind.
So, John is he's a great person. He's just a very sweet, kind person. He's got this one problem. It's a pretty big problem that he's a billion pounds. But he's like, he's this kid, his wife, Amber, I think her name is. I mean, at that point, it might as well be, because it just seems like an insurmountable, you know.
It's crazy, yeah.
You're up against impossible odds. So he, this is the best. So he's like, all right, son, if you go on to your homework now, then we'll go out and play basketball later. And I was like, oh, my God, we're going to play basketball? All I can see is Tom Segura's knee exploding.
Wow.
And he's like, all right, we're going to go out. We're going to go play basketball. And he's like, yeah, Dad, cool. So he, like, hops in his little Rascal. His little chair.
Yeah. Oh.
And then he's got a little belt, a little safety belt. Safety belts himself in, and then they wheel to the court. And it's funny because the kid's walking and he's in like this motorized cart, and the kid's going so much faster than him. He's just like, and they get there.
No.
And the kid's basically just shooting. You know, yeah, and dribbling and doing his thing, and John's just there to cheer him on. But you can tell, he's like, God, I really wish I could, like, get up and move around with my son, you know? And the best
but
part.
But you eat 7 hot dogs a day.
For breakfast.
For breakfast.
That's the way you start your day.
Tater tots.
Don't even intermittent fast. A little bit. Just straight,
immediately.
But that's like, yeah, there's a lot of shit that goes into that.
Wow.
The mental state is crazy, but. So, little man is shooting ball, and eventually he bricks one off the rim, and they're playing in, like, a park next to a lake, and the ball goes in the lake, and then he's like, oh, my ball went in the lake, and he can't reach it, and, like, John's like, all right, looks like we're done for the day. Like, they can't do anything about it.
So what does he do to make money?
Well, I'm sure there's some form of government assistance. There's got to be.
Okay.
And his wife works.
Interesting.
Yeah. I mean, I don't understand it. I'm like, he's married. His wife loves him.
Yeah.
John might be throwing around some pipe.
How?
We're talking two White Claws stacked on top of each other.
How?
I mean, he doesn't breathe well during it, but doesn't mean he can't get her there. You know what I mean?
Wow.
And then Lonnie is just a fucking sweetheart. And he's in, I think they're in Texas. Kind of Bible belty, you know? And he comes out when he's 16 as gay. Yeah. He tells the whole fam. He's like, hey, listen, I'm gay, which is huge. I mean, 16. Some people wait until they're like they graduated college or, you know, they're like 30. Yeah. You know, the people wait. Now it's becoming more accepted. But, I mean, this is an older guy. He's probably in his 30s. So, you know, at that point in time, it was probably really hard. And he had to go to, like, conversion therapy and...
What?
Yeah, dude. Like, his mom...
Holy shit.
His mom's kind of a POS.
Damn.
Yeah, she's pretty much the villain in the whole scenario. But then, you know, I was talking to Heather about this. It's so strange to me how people can be so unaware that you're being filmed for the show about your kids trying to lose weight because they're morbidly obese, like morbidly.
Yeah.
And will die if they stay on this track. And then you can not even put on a good face for the camera. Like, you're that unaware, or you're just that much of a piece of shit.
Yeah.
You see what I mean?
Yeah, like, she just sucks.
Unwavering
mm-hmm.
asshole
yeah.
kind of person, you know? Like, you know this is going to go out in front of the world.
Mm-hmm.
And obviously now even more people are going to know about it because we have the number one podcast.
The best podcast
in LA.
Ever, yeah.
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 Well, in L.A.
Well, in L.A., yeah.
Yeah, now they're Rogan. Oh, all right, so let's pivot. Let's pivot. Let's pivot. Party horn goes off. Guess who's back?
Back again.
Chris fucking D'Elia.
Chris D'Elia. Oh, out of nowhere. God.
I mean, what a weird time.
Also,
to just come back.
Yeah.
That's what I've been having this feeling lately. That's why I started writing again. I feel like stand-up's coming back soon. I feel like there's this weird, I don't know, it's just a feeling. Mm-hmm. But I feel like something's about, like, we're about to take that step that was necessary for us to open back up.
Mm-hmm.
And what we thought originally was normal is going to start to show back up again.
Oh, yeah, like Comedy Store hasn't been giving up. They're doing rooftop
they've
shows
done,
and shit.
They've done everything they could. Mm-hmm. And the fact that fucking Punxsutawney Phil showed his head and saw a shadow, or didn't see a shadow, whatever the hell. Wow.
Dude.
Did you watch it?
No.
Ugh.
So
fucking strange.
The audacity of this man to try and come back after we single-handedly...
You got a good point.
...brought this bitch down.
We gave him the business.
We gave him the business.
And now he's getting back up and he wants
now
more?
Now he thinks he can get up in his fucking little podcast chair. Like, yeah, guys, so it's been a while. It's like, huh?
Yeah. Uh-uh, bitch.
Uh-uh. Not in Fish Burrito Pod.
We already dealt with you once.
We took you down,
get
bitch.
Ready. Oh, wait.
He did say,
this
though,
one?
I watched the video that
is
you
this
sent
one on?
Me.
Huh? Which one do you want?
You hungry for some knuckle sandwiches?
Does this look all right. That's a little Joe Dirt for people who don't know.
So I watched the video that you sent me. You, like, recorded a little bit of it and, like, sent it to me. He was like, yeah, it was all consensual. It was all legal. Isn't that what
he said?
He said
that, yeah.
So.
I'm like,
But why does he look so.
Guilty?
Yeah. He's like, just, he doesn't look good.
He also, like, in it, at one point, he's like, yeah, you know, and, like, I basically cheated on everyone that I've ever been with.
Wait, he said that?
I cheated on my fiance. He's like, and I just thought this time was going to be, like, it was good for me to be with my family and to just not be seen, for lack of words. And I was using sex to fill a void, and it just... As I got more famous, having sex got easier.
Wow, we get it, dude. Sex.
Dude, he says it 1,000 times.
We get it, dude. You're fucking everyone.
We get it. You were fucking.
We get it. You can fuck anything that you want.
You're so boring.
You're Chris D'Elia. Wow.
I wish it had just been a bunch of trans girls coming out. You know, like, this motherfucker was just a savage, you know? Like, it's so boring. We get it. Famous people can fuck easy.
Yeah.
I wanted some spice to it. You know
Wait,
what
so
I mean?
Did he really just
I wanted
say...
I wanted contortionists to show up and maybe a bearded lady. You know, just some fun stuff.
So did he really just Did it feel like he was just bragging the whole time that he mm-hmm. was just having sex constantly?
If I'm gonna be, it depends. Like the funny take, absolutely. The real take, it just felt like
he was addicted. Maybe
no, it felt like someone was pointing a gun at him, and they were like, "All right, listen, we need to get this podcast back on the stage. Read the prompter."
Yeah,
you know, like, it didn't feel, and maybe it was genuine. Maybe. It's interesting, my relationship with Chris D'Elia being he's always the goofiest guy in the room,
mm-hmm.
and he's always very aggressive, but, like, funny. So you don't see sincerity in him a lot.
Yeah.
So it's, I have no idea, because I don't know him personally,
yeah.
whether or not he's being sincere, because I've never seen him try to be sincere once.
And that's a great, like, point to bring up.
Yeah.
Yeah, we don't really know.
So, you know, I don't want to pass judgment, but, like, to me, yes, with just, if you just took the words, like a transcript of what he said, you'd be like, man, this motherfucker.
Yeah.
He's like, yeah, and you know, I was banging, you know, I'd get a $1 billion hotel room, bunch of chicks would come over, we'd all bang, and it was consensual, I promise.
Consensual is all legal.
Yeah, everything was
they
legal.
They all signed just, documents, just dude.
Bang. Yeah. I get some seafood. Legal seafood.
The audacity of this man.
Yeah.
He thinks he could show his face to this podcast.
This goes out to you, Mr. D'Elia. You think you're going to, with us? Censored myself there. The children that you probably want to talk to. Sorry.
I'm not gonna go hard on
Chris D'Elia.
Oh my god. That was incredible.
Yeah. Now we pivot.
Yeah. Rush Limbaugh's dead.
Wow. What a pivot.
Fuck that guy, dude.
Hard pivot.
Guys, I'm not even kidding.
Yes.
Fuck Rush Limbaugh.
Wow. Wow.
One of the biggest. I'm going to take a little bit. One of the biggest yeah. pieces of shit
yeah.
that has ever lived on this planet.
Wow.
Is now, finally
are you
dead.
Fat shaming him by saying that? Or
yes.
Oh, wow. It's okay as long yes. as you're talking about Rush.
Fuck Rush Limbaugh.
Okay. Okay.
This man sucks.
Yeah.
He was the worst. And I'm not going to go too far.
No. You can go as far as you want.
You want me to go as far as I want?
Speak your truth.
I am glad this man suffered for years through lung cancer before he died.
Wow.
But I don't give a shit, okay? This is a man that said that, and I'm quoting here.
Yes.
I'm not, this isn't
yes,
for
yes.
me, this is from him. I'm yes. quoting him here. That Indians deserve reparations for giving the white man tobacco and giving them lung cancer. This is a man that has used the N-word with an A and said that's not racist. Because I could be talking about a Chinese man.
Oh.
This is a man that has called women as a whole sluts for wanting birth control in their Medicare plans.
Whoa.
This is a man that is so fucked in the head that I'm glad he's gone.
All right.
All right, well, that's it. That's my rant.
No, I want you to keep going.
That's all. That's it. Sorry that I got aggressive there.
All good, buddy.
The whiskey's been hitting because I haven't eaten anything today.
Good.
I had two shrimp spring rolls today that Remy made.
We're trying to get ready amazing. For our shirtless episode coming up. Couple of buff boys.
Also, live stream. It's being moved to Saturday.
We should have done this up top. How did we forget
Sorry.
About that?
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
We can move it to up top if you want to.
That's true.
You want to do it right now?
This Saturday, February 27th,
this Saturday,
coming at you live
on Twitch
with what's the Fish Burrito Pod?
Fish Burrito Central.
Fish Burrito Central.
The links are in the description of the podcast.
There we
go. So even if you miss it, you're going to scroll down, click the link.
It's in our Instagram as well.
Yes.
Yes.
Yeah.
I should say that more confidently. It's in our Instagram as well.
So we know we said Sunday, February 28th,
yes.
but we have to move it to Saturday. 12 p.m.
Yep.
February 27th.
Come rock with us.
Come rock with us, yeah.
Everything's closed down. You ain't got shit to do. Buy some booze.
Yeah.
Come chill with the boys.
Here's what we're going to be doing. We're going to be doing a little bit of a live pod. You know, we're going to talk to each other, talk to the chat, as always.
Yep.
The chat always brings, like, these great questions and interesting topics for us to talk about.
Mm-hmm.
You guys have been great. We love all of you.
Can't wait.
We can't wait for more. We're going to do Jackbox again. Our viewers always love playing Jackbox with us.
It's the best.
We're going to be playing Overcooked and screaming at each other.
Absolutely.
If you're down.
What?
If you're down.
Who the fuck are you talking to?
Overcooked. Maybe. No, we're going to have to do a live reading
of fan fiction. Wow.
Yeah. We still don't know what the fan fiction is of, like what the fiction is based off of.
Erotic fan fiction.
It is erotic fan fiction.
Yes.
We're going to be getting into character.
Yes.
Yeah, it's going to be
We
steamy.
Might have guest readers. We're still working that out. But if not, whatever. We're definitely doing the fan fiction.
Yeah.
At least as much until we feel like we're going to get pulled. We can't say that.
We can't get pulled because we're not Twitch affiliate. We don't get paid on Twitch.
Oh, perfect. Then we're going deep.
Oh, we're going deep.
Yes.
Again, shout out Cookie for shooting us that fanfic.
Cookie juice.
Yeah.
Thank you. And so, yes, once again, we are going live February 27th at 12 p.m.
Pacific.
Yes.
Fuck Rush Limbaugh.
Wow.
I mean, wow.
Yeah.
Cal, there's definitely some animosity going on here. What's wrong? What's your beef, pork chop?
I mean, you know, my beef will be settled when I go to hell.
Oh, okay.
And find him.
Oh, no.
And beat his ass.
I'm going to beat that ass. Can you just think about the amount of people already in line to give him the business. Yeah.
Dude, there's a long line.
So this is the thing, though. I mean, if you look at his numbers, the reach, the career, the amount of time he put into just spewing his rhetoric out into the world, pretty impressive.
Yeah.
Pretty impressive. If only it had a little bit more guidance to do a better job or a more positive job. But, I mean, he did.
It doesn't matter because he was super fucking successful.
It's kind of like what Trump said years and years and years and years ago before he was the president or ran or did anything.
Or even considered
it. He said,
it.
If I was going to run for president, I would be the Republican nominee because Republicans are stupid.
Yeah.
And I mean, you're not that anyone's stupid, but there is definitely a market for whatever the fuck kind of hate nonsense that they were throwing out.
Dude, look at QAnon.
Yeah, yeah.
I'm not gonna.
John F. Kennedy. Are you aware that JFK, John F. Kennedy, he was a Democrat, wasn't he?
Yeah.
Why would his son be alt-right?
See, I don't know what this Kennedy shit is with QAnon.
They were saying that John F. Kennedy Jr. was coming back from the dead because he died in a plane crash. They were saying he didn't really die. Oh, the QAnon. You don't know the QAnon canon.
I don't.
Okay. Yeah.
That's
how crazy these fucking people are.
Funny.
Yeah. Yeah. I'm not well versed, but I know a couple of the funnier.
Honestly, dude,
things that they said.
The funniest part of Rush Limbaugh dying was Trump's little tribute to him on Fox News.
His little hands.
His little. He was saying one of the things he was saying to like honor Rush Limbaugh. He was like, "I played golf with him many times. He hit the ball really far."
Every time he teed it up, and he took that club back. He put all the hate in his heart right into the back of that ball.
He really
go as far as he could hit it.
He loved his cigars.
Loved cigars.
Incredible.
He only liked white cigars. He didn't like the brown ones. Brown cigars didn't really work for him. So he'd spray paint them all white. They were rolled in a brown paper.
When he was in surgery, he didn't want any people of color
operating on him. Have you seen The Nick?
No.
Ah, cool. Cool. New show on HBO Max.
Dude, HBO's been fucking killing it,
HBO
man.
HBO Max is killing it. What's the dude from... Oh, my God. British dude.
Benedict Cumberbatch.
Lee Harvey Oswald. Are we just throwing names around?
I don't know. He said British dude, and I was like,
God damn it. I'm not going to derail this one. You're on a roll.
No. What's done. I'm done talking about Rush. Well, I want to talk about HBO Max.
The show The Nick. Oh, God, I can't think of this fucking guy's name. I can't even think of like a project that he was in. It's fantastic. It's about, so I watched,
I'll look it up for you.
I watched The Alienist, which was about like the late 1890s in New York.
Okay.
The Nick, it's almost like they just took the exact same set. You know, they were like, do you mind if you guys are done? We're just going to move right in and we're going to use all of the environments you've created.
Wait, so how's it spelled?
K-N, like Knickerbocker, like the New York Knicks. K-N-I-C-K.
This?
Yes. 2014? Yes.
Owen?
Clive Owen, that's his name.
Dude, that's my boy!
Yeah.
I love Clive Owen.
The black dude. He's,
Andre Holland?
Yes, he's dope. And so it's about like 1900 New York medical science.
Oh.
And Clive Owen plays this guy who's a surgeon, you know, a doctor, but he's like obsessed with the job. You know, it's all he thinks. It's all consuming, but he's also a little bit of a drug problem. Got a little bit of drug problem. Shooting himself up with liquid cocaine.
Oh.
Yeah.
Whoa.
It's fucking, it's good.
All right.
It's really good. But it is The Alienist.
I mean, it's like House with when he was taking Vicodin all the time, you know?
Yeah.
There's all kinds of
Hugh Laurie?
Goat.
I didn't even know he was British.
Yeah. He's that good.
The first time I saw him was House.
Yeah, wow. Same.
That's an American guy.
Yeah.
Nope.
Honestly, the first time I saw him was Stuart Little.
Huh.
Granted, come on. I was a young chap. I wasn't really able to process House.
I'm not going to give... Listen.
I watched Stuart Little.
And the kid with the big head. You know what I'm talking about? Yeah, the little goofy guy with the glasses?
Of course.
Yeah.
We've talked about him before. He's jacked now.
He's jacked now
with tats and shit. He's killing it.
But that's one of those things where you're like, it doesn't help. You're still that kid. You're the human head weighs 8 pounds. And then we watch the Powerball.
Apparently, I'm on live.
I've met Tom Cruise before.
You watch the Powerball.
And apparently, I've never been on live television. And apparently... this is good.
Glenn LeVay.
Yeah. This podcast brought to you by, this is the 14?
14 year.
Glenn LeVay. I always say Glenn Livett because I'm uncultured swine.
Maybe it might be Glenn Livett.
Maybe
you know, it's
should
Scottish.
Start having 7 hot dogs for breakfast.
No.
I couldn't
Please
do
don't.
It.
Please
How
don't.
Do you get to that point? Maybe it starts as one hot
it's just,
dog.
It's just how big his stomach it becomes.
Right.
No, it's not just like his fat content. It's how big his stomach gets. Because the more you eat, the bigger your stomach expands and the more you can just put in there.
And that's why they get the gastric bypass? Or no, I think they got the stomach stapling. They reduce the size of their stomach.
Whoa.
Yeah.
That's wild.
This is another thing that I completely forgot about. But going back to 600 Pound Life, or I think that's what it's called, My 600 Pound
sure.
Life, or
yeah,
600
sure.
Pound whatever.
Yeah.
The doctor that they use for the surgeries and stuff, oh my God, he's amazing.
Really?
He's got this like, I can't explain his hair. It's just absurd.
You got me touching my hair.
And he's got this voice, it's good to see you guys. oh, so have you changed your eating habits? And there's like, well, you know, instead of having 7 hot dogs for breakfast, I have no hot dogs and I have kale. And he's like, oh, that sounds like you're doing the right things. And
they're eating kale now?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. They're doing all kinds of great shit. Huh. They're killing it. But he's got this bedazzled stethoscope. It's like a gold stethoscope that's like diamond encrusted. This motherfucker's been cashing checks. TLC money, baby.
Wait, he's the doctor on all of the episodes?
That I've seen.
No way.
Yeah.
What a gig.
Yeah.
What a gig. Honestly.
Well, fatties don't stop showing up.
You know what the thing is, though? If you're a doctor on a show about fat people,
yeah,
you don't even need to have to be that much of an expert.
Or thin is another thing.
You can just be like, yeah, yo, hey, start eating kale.
Yeah, no.
That's all you gotta say.
This guy, like, you're like, wait, but he's not in great
Maybe that's
shape.
Drunk me talking, sorry.
No, I think it's pretty sound. This guy's not in great shape. His assistants, not in great shape. It's like when you're at your cardiologist and you're like, yeah, should I stop smoking? And he's like, he's got a cigarette in his ear. And he's like, I mean, probably, you know, that's not good for
you.
I
don't know, man.
But, you know, it's a crapshoot. You know what I mean?
Live your life.
Yeah. You know, go out and live. Enjoy. You definitely shouldn't smoke. Well, you could.
It's legal.
You made it this far, right? Come on. All right. Sign the bill. Sign the check. Get the fuck out of here. It's crazy.
I love it.
Yeah. I that's one of the strangest things. It's like the guy who works at the club, the plastic surgeon.
Oh, Mike.
And you're like, well, obviously, this guy knows how well
You know that's starting to trigger me now?
Really?
I hate that guy.
He's the worst.
I hate him so much.
He's not the worst. Like, I've caught him on good and bad days.
I've dealt with worse people.
Absolutely.
But I think that it's just like, it just felt so personal.
Yeah.
The way he talked to me.
You're attacking me right now.
Like, you're just
Well, because you're everything that he hates. Tall, you're white, you're handsome.
You've
got a good head of hair. He hates that about you. He doesn't like that. And guess what? He can tell you've had 0 plastic surgery. Where he's had to, I feel like he's mucked his face up a little bit.
He's had work.
He just wanted to make sure that, you know, he's not. It's kind of like when you put a shock collar on a dog. You're like, well, I should probably put it on myself first to make sure, you know, like, that this is
totally
ethical.
Totally, yeah.
So he made sure he...
Oh, dude, he looks oily as shit, and that's how I can tell, like, when you've had... You know how, like, they just look kind of shiny when you get plastic surgery?
There's
just a little bit of weird, like,
no,
shine.
I've never thought about
it's
that.
It's like a semi-gloss, you know? It's like it looks unnatural. Some people you can tell that, like, that's natural. Like, that's your natural skin oils.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
But, like... The people that have had plastic surgery, it's like there's a weird, like, kind of like, you know how in like J.J. Abrams movies there's like a lens flare? it's like there's kind of like that with plastic surgery.
Yes,
people.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Something's off here.
It's just like, oh. Look,
I always notice it in like the mouth and how much you start to look like the lion from The Wizard of Oz. There's like... just this cosmetic movie magic look and puffiness to your face. There's something a little off.
It's funny. I was just watching. I've been watching Bill Burr recently, and he talks about plastic surgery.
Oh, really?
And he's like, I don't know why you guys.
Which one is this?
I think it's You People Are All the Same.
Okay, yeah.
Where he talks about people that have gotten plastic surgery, and he's like, guys, obviously they haven't figured it all out yet. Yet you're still getting it, and you look terrible. It's like, let them work on the science first before you beat up your face.
Nope, I'm first. I'm first in line. Let me do this. I got to figure it out. They got tits down.
Yes. And
but
ass.
Here's the thing about...
Well, actually, ass needs
ass
a little work.
Sketchy.
Yeah.
But the thing about it is, you cover your tits.
Yeah.
You cover your ass. Your face is literally out there all the time.
Yeah.
Maybe don't let...
Literally out there.
All the time. Maybe don't let people hack at it until we've got it perfected. Basically, until robots can do it with zero latency. Don't do it.
You know what's funny? Remy and I went on a date night last week.
Okay.
We went to Catch, L.A.
What is that?
It is like one of the most expensive seafood places in L.A.
Yummy.
So she wanted to treat me for Valentine's Day.
God, you are living the life
it's
of a guy who...
watched the Powerball.
Yeah.
Won the Powerball.
Yes.
You're yes. Cheers. Like, cheers to young love.
Yeah, you don't have to tell me. I'm fully aware. Mm-hmm. But being in quarantine, you know, I've lived in L.A. for 2 years before quarantine. So I became kind of desensitized to plastic surgery. Like, it was just like, it's
yeah.
But being in Catch L.A., where a lot of rich people go, it was everywhere. And it was hard not to look.
Oh, this is something to think about. Not to stop this point.
Go ahead.
Stay right there.
Go ahead. Yeah, yeah.
What did it look like? Where were you? Where, like, the Catch L.A. experience?
So,
were you outside?
We were outside.
Obviously outside.
We were up on a roof.
Oh.
And what was nice was we got a corner booth.
Yeah.
So we were like really like distanced.
Love that.
Which was really nice.
Yeah.
I was glad we got that and not like, because there's a little bit of a rooftop in the middle of it.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And when I was talking to Remy while we were there, she was like, yeah, like usually at Catch, like there's people all around the bar, like getting drinks and getting really fucked up before the reservation's even like available.
Right. Absolutely.
Like they'll just be there and get fucked up. It'll be a party. But now it's all like people are like in these little tables all by themselves.
Real chill.
Yeah. And like back to the plastic surgery point. Like
yes.
Everyone. I'm talking like pretty much almost every person. You could tell there was a little bit of work done.
Ooh.
Or a lot of work. You know, and I'm not trying to shame, but it's just, it's noticeable. It's
really
noticeable.
Yeah.
To me, at least. And to me, it just looks a little weird.
Why wouldn't it?
I know. And I guess being desensitized to it, like for a minute in LA, like I didn't really notice it as much, but now after being in quarantine for like 9 months, and now it's like, oh, we're going to go out, you know, have a nice treat.
Yeah, I guess you're right. And it's like we haven't like constantly confronted with like the just absurdity of it.
Mm-hmm.
Like how crazy people can look.
Yeah. Like now I work in the dude's garage.
Yeah.
Like I don't like working at the fucking golf course. Like I got to see it quite a bit, you know, like not all the time, but you know, it'd be there. But now I was like, holy fuck, I forgot how many people get like this work done.
It's wild.
Yeah.
The weirdest thing to me is honestly when you see a man with plastic surgery. It freaks me out.
It does, yeah.
Because I get it. Maybe you want to be more handsome or you were more handsome or something. I don't know what it is, honestly, if I'm being completely honest.
Yeah. I don't get it either.
But when you see that, you're just like, because I understand with women, there's so much pressure on them to look a certain way.
Mm-hmm.
And not even put on just by men. By other women.
Oh, yeah.
By
everyone.
Themselves.
Yeah.
By the world, the culture.
Mm-hmm.
To be this absurd looking thing.
Yeah.
And that's fucking impossible. But when you see a dude that's rich get plastic surgery, you're like, what is, there's more like that's the guy who has 7 hot dogs in the morning.
Yeah.
There is some undiagnosed trauma. There's something there. Cause like, dudes roll out of bed. Harvey Weinstein's roll out of bed. You know what I mean? And like, obviously you don't want to do what he did. You don't want to flex your power. But for the most part, like if whatever superficial relationships you're trying to have, you could have just on the benefit of your affluence.
Yeah.
You don't have to chop your face up and look like Mickey fucking Rourke.
I mean, you do you. Like, I don't know if it's, like, a compensation thing. Like, you're trying to compensate for, like, something that you feel like you're missing.
Yeah, yeah.
But.
Trauma.
I don't know. For me, it's just, it looks a little alien-y.
You can't fuck with it. There's a composition to every human face.
Yeah.
There's a, like, a basic sequence of the way things are supposed to play out. Even if you have Owen Wilson's hook nose thing.
Yeah. Dude, I have kind of a hook nose.
Wow.
I have a massive nose with like a bump in it.
But it makes sense. You know what I mean? Like, there's a,
I mean, it's just, yeah.
There's a, like, the face looks the way it looks. The second you start cutting things and moving shit, it, you can, once it gets to a certain point, you're like, oh my God, there's no coming back.
Yeah.
You know who I'm talking about. The lady at Woo Woo Woo.
Oh, yeah. I know exactly who you're talking about.
That's where I got the reference for the Lion
King. Yeah.
Or the Lion.
Oh, she looks exactly like that.
Oh, I just want more courage.
Can I get $200?
Oh, that's too close. That's too obvious of a reference.
No.
That's so obvious.
How? It's only obvious to people that have worked in the shop.
That's so obvious.
Are you saying that she listens to this podcast?
Hell
get the
no,
fuck out of
hell
here.
Hell no. Oh, my God. She takes an Uber 3 feet.
From you can her. Edit it out if you want
no,
to.
No, 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 no. I'm leaving that in. That is going to make the heads that know so happy.
Oh, my God.
That is brilliant. Can I get $300? Who's my banker?
Where's my bank?
Oh, my God.
With her fucking Long Island iced
tea. We don't do cash anymore.
You don't do cash?
We don't do cash anymore.
How?
Ever since COVID, no cash.
So what do you do?
They don't get
cash.
You
have cash. An ATM?
No, they go to go to a fucking bank.
Wow.
Yeah.
Are people complaining?
I mean, not really. At this point, we've done it since, what, when did we come back? May?
Oh, wow. Okay.
Yeah. 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 It's,
Wow.
Right, right.
Yeah, that's crazy.
But, that's so funny. I love that you just... Just went right
dude,
in on it.
Come on. Like, that shit is burned into my brain now.
Right. Yeah, it doesn't go away.
It's not going to go away.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like the image of Tessica Brown fucking with Gorilla Glue in her hair.
Oh, that's the girl.
Yeah,
oh,
that's
my
Tessica.
God. Oh, my God. I remember that shit.
Why?
I remember that fucking story.
Why would you do that? This is an adult.
Part of me was like, she got so much attention and, like, coverage because of it.
Yeah.
I was like, you know, maybe she just wanted a little bit of fame.
Unlike a lot of the people in America, she got free medical treatment.
Yeah. You know? It's
because this dumb didn't know not to put
Gorilla Glue. Like, you can't, I really don't think you could be that stupid. I really
don't think it was a bit?
It had to have been. There's no way. There's absolutely no way. You look at Gorilla Glue.
Like, I could probably get my
extra
right
strength adhesive.
Yeah.
And be like, I could use that for a wig.
Yo.
Get the fuck out of here. No, you
fucked herself up with that.
I know.
It's so dumb.
But like, I don't know, man. I feel like it had to be a bit. It had to be a bit, dude. Come on.
I was more on the camp that this is just a dumb person.
It's literally called Gorilla Glue.
Yeah.
Gorillas don't even bench press, and they're massive.
They're jacked.
They're jacked.
That's a crazy thing to think about, too.
Oh, yeah. I remember that tweet.
Yeah.
What if gorillas started bodybuilding? Could you imagine?
Jacked.
Jesus. They would be like taking these fucking freight trains and just, like Mr. Incredible.
You know what's weird about gorillas? Tiny dicks. Tiny dicks.
Damn.
So apparently there is a correlation between competition and genital size.
What do you mean competition?
So competition for breeding and genital size. So like, or promiscuity, rather. So like a gorilla, an alpha male gorilla.
Yeah.
Doesn't need to have a giant dick or
no.
balls because
no.
he gets all of his girls.
Yeah.
It's fine. As long as he can ward off the next guy, he's
good. As long as he looks
good.
Jacked
yeah.
and, you know,
he's
does
good.
His job.
But then, like, they're saying, like, chimps, which are smaller, right? Obviously smaller, not as jacked, giant balls. Big old
Huge.
Balls on them.
Huge.
Big old balls. And they were saying, or they're not they were saying, but there are studies that show, like, a direct correlation between promiscuity in females and competition for breeding to the size of genitalia.
Wow.
Very interesting.
Did you happen to see the Freddie Gibbs?
Which I'm guessing that means that I must be an alpha male. I'm strong.
Yeah, oh, me too.
I don't have to worry yeah. about any girls.
Alpha, dude.
Yeah, it's not that I have, like, a tiny dick. It's just because, like, I'm secure, right?
through the ideas of evolution and the way that animals have evolved, you know, like tiny dicks have been more promiscuous and laid.
No,
more
it
chicks.
Just means that like I'm guaranteed to get some. Just saying,
dude.
Yep. I'm going to get mine.
Do you think I want a massive dick, dude?
See all these like, dudes walking around with these heavy hammers? They got to work for it.
Sounds like a burden, dude.
Sure, yeah, right.
Sounds like a burden.
Sure, can't wear skinny jeans with that thing. Get through the airport without them thinking you got a bomb on you. Sorry, not today. Can't get on Delta with the pipe bomb in your pants.
You sound like Chris D'Elia.
That's what I'm saying, bro.
You sound like Chris D'Elia.
Yeah, this is Chris D'Elia. Oh, my God, girls get drunk. This is fun. Oh, my God. And then he goes, gets on his phone afterwards. Hey, that was really cute what you said when you were heckling. How old are you? 14? 15? She's like, I'm 23. He's like, I'll make an exception. All right.
He's like, God damn it. I was going to say that. Hey, did you see the Freddie Gibbs story of the gorilla with, and I don't know if it was a gorilla, but it was a monkey with his lady friend. And she was like, he had a very pink penis. And it was like,
and that's the episode title right
dude,
there.
I'm telling you, this thing, you
a
know,
a very
just,
pink penis.
I'm going to emulate with my hand.
Yeah. Yeah.
Right. Right.
See what you got.
So, you know, she's like, you know, just like picking up the flies and then you just look down and go, burr. Dude, what? I'm not even kidding. This thing was massive, right? And she was just like, you know, picking out the flies, and then it would go,
what?
He was like, look at that. And she's like, huh? And it would go,
you like that girl? You like that down there?
And then she like rubbed like around the above it.
Yeah.
And I'm like,
this monkey's hilarious. I love this guy.
Dude, I'm telling you, like, you know, all black fur.
Yeah.
Like naked pink dick.
Wow.
Like it was crazy. I was like, wait, what? I've never seen that before.
This is a little lipstick. That's what they do. Animals. Huh? They got the lipstick. It like sits in the sheath and then it comes out and there's like this whole thing. Like a dog's dick.
Oh my God.
Yeah.
But yeah, that was fucking wild to see. Sorry to totally like throw off this entire podcast, but it made me remind me.
I think that's
like,
completely on brand, actually.
But the gorilla alpha tiny dick thing made me think of the video.
Yeah.
From Freddie Gibbs.
Freddie Gibbs. I mean.
Dude, Gang Signs.
Thank
his
you.
Newest release with Schoolboy Q.
Banger. Flawless.
So good.
Yeah.
So good. I can't believe that, man.
Thank you for your service, Mr.
Seriously.
Gibbs.
Oh, my God. I can't believe the guy that makes that good music posts the most obscene, crazy.
Because he's hilarious.
But yeah, he's a fucking.
He's
funny
hilarious.
Fucking guy.
It's funny. Yeah. We've lost sight of funny shit as a culture. We got to get back
and
to that.
And optics. You know, like a lot of celebrities are like, I need to have a clean slate.
No.
I need to be able to just like, you know, put up the non-offensive shit. Freddie Gibbs is like, this shit's hilarious. We were talking about
Freddie Gibbs.
Yes. And making music and being like a celebrity that posts whatever he wants.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And our celebrities, like most celebrities are trying to just keep like this clean, perfect persona.
Gross.
While Freddie Gibbs is like one of the best rappers of this generation.
Yep.
And he's posting this fucking crazy
shit.
Naked.
Getting kicked off of Instagram.
Shit. He literally got banned from Instagram. He's gotten banned like 5 times, but this was like the permanent ban.
Skinny Shug,
like,
let's go.
Yeah.
Yeah, I aspire to be that. Mm-hmm. I mean, if you can't be yourself, like what's the point of being on social media?
Yeah.
Not everyone's supposed to be clean cut.
What's the point of social media?
Oh, the bad boy thing. That's what it was. It was the bad boy thing.
Yes.
That's what's
women like bad boys.
Well, not even bad, like everyone does.
Yeah.
Even the guy who's as clean cut as fucking, what would we even call?
Clean cut. Army Hammer?
Just right down the middle, apple pie, fucking school, church, this guy, right? You're kind of attracted to danger.
We, even people that are clean cut, we're like, where's the freak?
Right.
Where's the freak in there,
right,
man?
Right.
Come on, let's see
and
it.
You see other people doing like things that might be deemed dangerous and this and that, and you're drawn to that.
Of course.
So the trick is, everyone, just be yourself because you being yourself is dangerous.
Yeah.
You know, you trying to bottle yourself up and hold your shit in to fit a narrative that someone else put in place for you.
Yeah.
That's some cookie cutter shit.
Mm-hmm.
Be you.
Be you.
Be as authentically you as possible, because that's dangerous. Danger is sexy. And you know what?
Sex? Confidence is sexy.
Confidence is sexy.
Being confident with who you are.
Fuck yeah.
Yeah.
Like, you can show up like Lenny Kravitz. Your dick pops out.
Of course.
Of your weird ripped pants.
He walks it off.
Walks it off. Does Hunger Games 16. Fucking gets paid $4 million. I can't wait to see when Katniss plays Hillary, whatever her name's character.
Swank?
Yeah, is that her name?
I don't even know what we're talking about.
The announcer chick for the Hunger Games.
Oh, Elizabeth Banks?
Elizabeth Banks. When Katniss flips roles with her.
That'd be hilarious.
In, like, Hunger Games 27.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? That's going to be...
That'd be fucking funny.
She's got the eye patch on. She's 7 years old. I guess at the end of the day, that's kind of what we're talking about. This was a pretty... We went to places.
We riffed again. Yeah. We riffed again.
But, you know, but at the end of the day, it's just be you.
Yeah.
Get sexy with it. Get dangerous.
It's hard on social media for sure.
Right. Because you want to convey an image. But at the same time, people... I mean...
There's so much.
There's an audience for everything.
There's, like, attention spans have gotten so short now that even if you do post something fucking absurd, they're going to stop thinking about it in, like, a day.
Yeah.
At most.
Oh, yeah. Nothing.
So,
Crystal Lee is back, for Christ's sake.
Crystal Lee is back, for crying out loud. Post your fucking memes on your story. Who cares?
Right.
Seriously.
Cal. I don't have any drinks left. Oh, I got a little bit left in here.
Dude, there's literally a mini fridge behind you.
I'm trying to cheers you to end the podcast, Goofus. Cheers, brother.
Cheers, dude.
We love you guys. Thank you for listening. Live stream.
We love you
guys. February
27th.
Saturday, February 27th.
12 p.m.
12 p.m. Pacific. And the Powerball. We love you so much. Thank you, and we'll see you soon.
We forgot about talking about David Dobrik's stupid puzzle.
Oh, the fucking puzzle. We'll do it next time.
The gist of it is, fuck that puzzle.
Cal's literally...
I'm going insane.
Yeah, he's losing weight. Watching this.
I hate...
It's not good.
Fucking puzzle. But anyway, yes.
We love you.
Thank you so much. We love you guys.
Kisses, bitches!
Truth is, all you need is to look for this.